Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Jim Bully. Thank you for tuning in. Seoul protests Tokyo's decision to release radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. Former Interior Minister Kim Boo-gyum is appointed Prime Minister as President Moon Jae-in reshuffles his cabinet. And the number two diplomats from South Korea and the United States discuss bilateral ties. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. Following years of debate, Japan announced earlier this week that it will release radioactive water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant into the ocean. In a bid to appease growing concerns over its adverse health and environmental effects, Tokyo said it would take precautions and meet international standards. But neighboring countries, including South Korea, expressed concern, calling the decision unacceptable. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Japan has announced that it will release treated but still radioactive water from the now-defunct Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in about 2 years. In a news conference on Tuesday, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga introduced a planned discharge that will take place over the span of 2 to 3 decades.
How to take care of the treated water is an unavoidable obstacle in the process of the decommissioning of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. We will make sure to secure the safety level way over the benchmark.
A massive earthquake and 15-meter tsunami in 2011 led to the meltdown of reactors at the power plant in Fukushima Prefecture, requiring the Japanese government to inject water to cool off the cores. A total of more than 1.25 million tons of that water is now stored in tanks at the plant. Reaching over 91% of the storage capacity, the amount is enough to fill the Tokyo Dome baseball stadium.
We will decrease the tritium concentration level to about 1/40th of the benchmark set by Japan and 1/7th of the benchmark for drinkable water set by WHO.
Despite its claims, the move sparked protests in Japan, as well as South Korea, China, and other neighboring countries. The South Korean government held a news conference expressing what it called deep regret over the decision. Speaking to the Japanese ambassador to Seoul a day after the announcement, President Moon Jae-in delivered the country's rising concerns, asking the envoy to inform his government of the public sentiment in South Korea. Moon also asked his officials to consider ways to resolve the issue at the International Tribunal for Law of the Sea, including filing for a temporary injunction which would block the release until the court's decision on the matter is finalized. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea is seeking to add its own experts to the team of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, who will make sure that Japan follows safety procedures in releasing radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the ocean. A senior foreign ministry official said Thursday that Seoul has made the request to the IAEA and the nuclear watchdog views it positively. However, the dispatch of the IAEA team will be carried out at Japan's request, and Tokyo may object to South Korea's participation. President Moon Jae-in carried out a major reshuffle on Friday, replacing his prime minister and five other cabinet members, as well as key presidential staff. Nominations come in the aftermath of the ruling Democratic Party's painful defeat in the by-elections earlier this month. Bae Ji-yun reports.
President Moon Jae-in has named former Interior Minister Kim Boo-gyum as his third and likely last prime minister. Presidential Chief of Staff Yoo Young-min on Friday announced the cabinet reshuffle.
Kim 후보자는
Nominee Kim has proven his leadership in realizing coexistence and co-prosperity in the social and political scenes while serving 4 terms as a lawmaker. As a politician of unity, he has devoted himself to overcoming regional divide, achieving social reforms and national unity.
The decision comes as Prime Minister Jeong Se-kyun resigned and is widely expected to run in next year's presidential race.
The administration also hopes to create an opportunity to humbly accept the people's demands, as displayed through the recent by-elections.
Considered a moderate within the ruling Democratic Party, the nominee in the 2016 general elections won a key district in Daegu, the main opposition People Power Party's traditional stronghold. Coming just days after the DP's stunning loss in the by-elections that followed a property speculation scandal involving public officials, the president also replaced the land, industry, labor, fisheries, and science ministers. Meanwhile, Moon also replaced five of his aides, including presidential senior secretary for political affairs, while creating a new staff position to oversee disease control efforts amid the coronavirus pandemic. All the cabinet nominees will have to go through a parliamentary confirmation hearing, and the prime minister nominee requires National Assembly approval before a formal appointment. Pijun KBS World Radio News.
The number two diplomats of South Korea and the United States held phone talks on Friday to discuss bilateral ties and other issues of mutual concern. According to Seoul's foreign ministry, First Vice Foreign Minister Choi Jong-gun spoke by phone with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman on Friday morning. The ministry said the two sides discussed bilateral issues, including the upcoming summit between President Moon Jae-in and President Joe Biden. During the talks, the two officials reaffirmed efforts for close coordination to further develop the South Korea-U.S. alliance. Che and Sherman agreed to work together for a successful summit between Moon and Biden, scheduled for the second half of May. The two sides also agreed to hold in-person talks as soon as possible. U.S. intelligence authorities have presented a series of disconcerting assessments on North Korean nuclear and ballistic missile threats. Officials in Washington believe that North Korea might soon resume its nuclear and missile testing in a bid to drive wedges between the United States and its allies. Park Chung-ong reports.
These efforts could include the resumption of nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missile
testing. The top U.S. intelligence official says North Korea may resume its nuclear and long-range missile testing. Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence, discussed her assessment before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday.
For its part, North Korea may take aggressive and potentially destabilizing actions to reshape its security environment and will seek to drive wedges between the United States and its allies.
This came a day after the DNI released its annual threat assessment report, which warned that North Korea will remain a weapons of mass destruction threat for the foreseeable future.
Do you feel like we're on the right track with the Next Generation Interceptor program?
Meanwhile, at the U.S. House Armed Services Committee, General David Van Herk, commander of the U.S. Northern Command, highlighted the same possibility.
I remain concerned about capacity from the 10 October parade that we saw in North Korea to ensure that I maintain enough capacity for the total number of ballistic missiles that North Korea could launch at the United States or North America.
The NORTHCOM chief told the House committee that the North Korean regime has indicated that it is no longer bound by its self-imposed moratorium on nuclear and ICBM testing announced in 2018, and that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may begin flight testing an improved ICBM design in the near future. Comments from the military and intelligence authorities came as they were listing threats the U.S. is currently facing, including China, Russia, Iran, as well as international terrorist groups. The DNI placed China at the top, saying it is increasingly a near-peer competitor economically, militarily, and technologically. Park Jong-hong, KBS World Radio News.
That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jim Bulley, signing off.